Okay, I have had it. If I hear you scream sneeze one more time, I swear I'm going to lose my mind. Why are you still working? You're a bloody disease vector. You should be in bed, awaiting a slow death by traumatic asphyxia from all the used tissues you're generating. You honestly think you're doing your best right now? You can't breathe out of your nose. How the hell are you supposed to run numbers? Okay, answer me this. Have you eaten anything today besides those nasty expired lozenges? Oh my god. Because, sweetie, if you don't eat, you'll die. You know, that's a good question. Why do I care? Maybe because I'm not interested in having a talking slime mold for a flatmate. I just can't share a space with someone who neglects themselves like this. It's depressing, it's unsettling, and I hate it. You don't sleep, you barely eat, you spend all week just decomposing in your office. It's no surprise that you're sick, you must be exhausted. And for what? Some company you only visit in person a couple of times a year? It's not worth it, and it fucking infuriates me that you think it's somehow okay to make yourself miserable like this. Call it an intervention, call it me being a nosy prick, I don't give a fuck. I can't stand it anymore. Yeah, I know last week it was just the sniffles. That's how colds start, genius. That's why I told you to get some fucking rest. But no, we can't do that. It might actually make sense. Look at me. Look at my face. Do I look like I care that your deadline's tomorrow? You have until I'm done ordering food to find a stopping point, and then you're taking a break. You're lucky I'm ordering dinner. No. Shut up. You don't get a choice in this. You're getting Tom Kha Gai soup. It's got ginger, garlic, lemongrass, spices. Nice chicken. Sort you out better than chugging Benelin. What a mess in here. Dirty coffee mugs everywhere. I keep telling you it's easier to just rinse out one cup instead of letting them pile up on your desk. You don't listen. Remember when Carol lived with us? She'd throw a fit if she saw these sitting in the sink. I'm being kind. The sink's where they're going, by the way. You can wash them later. I'm not doing it for you. Look at your poor desk plant. When the hell did you last water this thing? That does it. I'm stealing this, and I'm going to get you a plastic cactus. Your bin is a nightmare as well. I'm going to have to wash my hands with bleach after this. I swear to God, if I end up catching your cold after months of diligently masking against COVID... Looks like you've let your humidifier run dry too. Yeah, you did. Look, it's the light's red. It can't do its job if you don't keep it topped off, you know. When's the last time you refilled this water bottle? Huh? When did you last wash it? Don't you know bacteria will grow in here if you don't take care of it? I'm confiscating this. It's a hazard. Let me go and get your tea. I started brewing it before I came in. Here. Orange and lemon with honey. I'll get the taste of menthol out of your mouth from those lozenges. And here's your water bottle. Hydrate, you ninny. Food should be here in a little bit. Scoot over, let me look at this thing. Oh, look at this setup. You're using dark mode. It's a wonder you don't have a migraine. Don't you start. Look at all the sunlight coming in. Using dark applications when the room's light like this is just going to cause eye strain. There. That's better. Yeah? I don't know why you insist on always working in the dark. It's got to be killing your eyes. It's on automatic now. It'll switch to dark at sunset. Don't change it back as soon as I leave the room, either. Didn't you say your deadline was Friday night? But it's Wednesday, not Thursday. No. Today's Wednesday. Look, see. You have 2 whole days. Yeah, you're fine. You can just relax. Oh, wait, hey, don't go to pieces on me. God, you're shaking. Hey, come on. Have some more tea. Get some sugar in you. You're only a little bit of a moron, and it's not for misreading your calendar. It's for expecting yourself to run at full capacity when your brain's approximately 90% snot. You just need some food and some good sleep. Fine, come here. Yes. Get in here, I'll give you a hug. Yeah, I know, it's a very special day for you. I don't give these out to just anyone, especially not to walking corpses. Just don't cough on me, okay? This company doesn't deserve you, you know. No, I'm serious, they don't. You think they appreciate that you're working your ass off for them while you're sick? All they care about are results. Don't put yourself through hell for them. My mate used to work like you do. You know what kind of murderous deadlines TV writers have to deal with? He'd work whole weekends through, forget to call his boyfriend, forget to eat, go days without sleeping, just to get that script down perfect. You know what eventually made him stop? No. He had a heart attack. Turns out working at breakneck speeds while on a diet of energy drinks and sausage rolls isn't great for your body, who'd have thunk? Guess how old he was. He was 28. You know what kills me? Bastards went and cancelled the show after one season anyway. That thing was his baby. He put all that work in, literally exploded his heart. And their reaction was to look at this glorious comedy drama he helped write go, "Nah," and move on to something else. And now I'm watching you do the exact same fucking thing for quarterly business reports. It's heartbreaking. No, it literally is. It causes me pain to see you like this. If I didn't care, I sure as hell wouldn't be jumping down your throat about it, okay? I don't know. I guess we'd stop talking and I'd eventually make arrangements to move out. Even saying that makes me feel horrible. Don't even like thinking about it. Some worse timeline bullshit. I'm just really comfortable having you here. Living with you's fucking great. When I'm not worried like hell about you. Oh. Shit, there's the food. Fast. Don't kill over while I'm gone, okay? Though, if you do, I get to eat your soup. So... Okay, dinner. Sweet ginger tea, chicken coconut soup, spring rolls, mango sticky rice. They even give you a little lime wedge. You can pay me back later. Or not at all. I'm nicking your spring rolls, though. Yeah, get fucked. Only healthy people get to eat spring rolls. Maybe I'll leave you one. If you manage to eat the rest of that. At least the mango rice should feel good on your throat, yeah? Fine, yes, you got me. It did get here suspiciously fast. Because I ordered this before coming into your room, too. Okay, I knew you needed it. Just don't make a big deal out of it. Look, be distracted by this. Ooh, pad thai. Hell yeah. I can actually eat that pad thai every day. Nope. No. Close that window. We're not talking about work. I mean it. Shh. Shh. No talking about it. No thinking about it. Don't even look at your laptop. Close the damn thing. I'm going to open a window. Get some fresh air in this plague pit. Pretty out there, isn't it? I remember how chuffed you were when we got this place. I can see the London Eye from my desk. Well, yeah, the flat's 7 stories up, but it better have a killer view. It's about the only good thing about it. That and... When was the last time you actually looked out your windows lately? The blinds always seem to be shut. You know, this is kind of nice. Feels like we haven't had a chance to just hang out in forever. It's a shame it takes you being sick to make it happen. Yeah, your boss is such a dick. I've been slammed at work too, but nothing like yours, though. That cough of yours sounds like agony. If you die from this, I'm going to need you to haunt the shit out of your boss. No, really. Give him the heart attack. You'd be doing everyone a favor from the sounds of it. That soup helping you at all? Yeah, I always order that one when I'm battling allergy. Forget nasal spray. Get a soup that has those little bird's eye chilies in it. That'll make your sinuses wake up and say hello. I have tomorrow off. I'll actually get to sleep past 6 in the morning. It's going to be glorious. I'll probably grab more takeaway and stuff. I shudder to think what you might do to our kitchen if you tried to cook. Like hell you're coming with me. No, not even if you stay in the car. Your face will horrify the children. You're staying home. You should just spend tomorrow resting. Or at least in bed, playing PogChamps or Flappy Birds or whatever the hell you do on the iPad, I don't know. God, I shouldn't make you laugh, that sounds horrible. Stop it. I better not catch you working from bed either. You can worry about that on Friday. Just take a day off. God, that was good pad thai. And the rest of it gets to be lunch tomorrow. You done with that? Okay. Let me grab your stuff. Oh my God, you seriously scared the shit out of me. Jesus, how are you standing? You look like the world's snottiest zombie. Truly pathetic. Just go lie down on the couch before you collapse or something. I'll be done washing up soon. We can watch that fern guy you like play with dice until you fall asleep. I think it's time to admit that I'm probably caught your cold. There's a tickle in my throat and my ears kind of hurt. So yeah, thanks for that. I'm delighted I get to share this special experience with you, you fucker. I figure tomorrow I can mask up and avoid people as much as I can during the food run, and then haul up with you until this shit blows over. In the meantime, I guess there's no sense in not sharing the couch now. Go on then, get comfortable. I'll get some more pillows in a sec. God, the state of these mugs.